you've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice and thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul.
On a fantastic Wednesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to LOTL, the comfort zone, always bringing real artists and more importantly, real music back to the airwaves. It is so wonderful to be back on the airwaves again. I want to thank all the people in Los Angeles as far as a lot of people. Had an opportunity to meet a lot of people at the Oscars. It was a great, fantastic once-in-a-lifetime experience. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to Tank. Tank, thank you for joining us, my man. And be sure, family, to purchase his new album, Sex, Love, and Pain. And Tank is actually on his first world tour. Much continued success to him. But as we transcend to the smoother side of soul, Lord have mercy, gifted singer, songwriter, captivating, my goodness, Maya, as you've seen, as she debuts not one, but two songs, but her newest single, Dance Revolution. So on behalf of the Comfort Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my honor to welcome him, Maya, as you've seen, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, thanks for having me. Glad to hear you, glad to see you. Well, you know, I see you, like feel you through my ears.
You know what?
Your voice is so powerful. Your speaking voice is so powerful. It's like I can see you.
Well, thank you so much. You know what? I've been waiting almost, let's say, about 4 years to finally get you on the show. And, you know, but as they say, great things come to those who wait. First and foremost, congratulations on two wonderful new singles, and I know the listeners out there would like to know the new EP, Unleash Me. When is that expected to be available?
Well, the material is done. Like, we actually have 12 songs, so it's, you know, an LP worth of material. We're just making choices about how we would like to release it. And while we're figuring that out, while we are determining our partners and just our strategies for putting the whole project out, we're starting to leak the project with one single at a time and, you know, get people excited, get them feeling ready for the rest, you know? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I must confess, I said, you know what, we can't get the queen to come to the mountaintop. The mountaintop has to come to the queen. So about a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to venture over to the NYC and catch a performance. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen quite a few artists put on an outstanding show. But with your stage presence, and you have such a powerful voice, it is incredible, and I'm trying to figure out how are you managing to capture that kind of energy recording, because your live performances are on a completely different level.
Thank you. I think that is a challenge for artists and for myself specifically, because they really are two different mediums. The stage show is its own medium, and recording is a unique medium of its own. And while the skill crosses over, both, you know, crosses back and forth between the two. In other words, you got to know how to sing, got to know what you're doing, want to have a good song. But capturing the energy that resides within a live show, I think that you really require a music producer and composer, arrangers around you that can translate that energy into a sound experience that you can, that you do within the recording process. And so I feel like every record I've made, I'm trying to get closer to that, where if you've never seen me live, you're still able to sense the magnitude or the depth or the emotion and the passion and the dynamicism that you would experience at a live show. So I feel like this Unleash Me is very appropriate in terms of the words. You know, what I'm saying is that I want to be unleashed. I want this music to be set free, to really set that message clear to people that hear it.
One of the things I've always found quite fascinating about you as far as an artist, that you speak your mind. I mean, you really speak your mind as far as being, not just being an independent artist, but what it means to have the level of control of your career. For you, it's never been about the awards and the glamours. It's always been glamour. It's always been about the as far as being an artist, as far as what it means to develop this craft. For you, you see the things that are going on as far as a lot of political things that are going on as far as in the music industry. How have you been able to maintain a quote unquote level head and just keep pursuing what means more to you than the glamour, than the awards, just being true to who you are as an artist?
Kind of like, you know, how does a computer run several programs at the same time?
Right.
You know, I run a business and I am in the entertainment industry, and so I have great respect for what it takes to be a professional in that way, from entertainment to style to imagery to packaging, all of that. You know, if you don't have that, then you're not trying to be in the professional game. But on the other side of it, what has never been lost and what I am committed to is continuing to have substance in my lyrics and the meaning, because for me, music and my music is a tool for helping people. I mean, most simply put. And I can't get my head past the fact that this is a great power that I have, and that I think all artists have, but they may or may not use it consciously, or they may or may not acknowledge it as a power. But I challenge artists out there to understand that what you have is a power, and how you choose to use that power is a very, very special thing. And so for me, maintaining, to answer the question, like, how do I maintain? A good portion of it is because it means so much to me, I am fulfilled, like, in my soul. And no matter what things are not going right, at the very base of it, I'm doing what I love. And I'm doing something that matters to me. So when all those things that are difficult confront me, I'm still okay, because at the end of the day, I am in love with what I'm doing. And I think that and faith combined with seeing progress, I keep seeing progress with what I'm doing, and that also is a super sign that something's happening right.
I must say, one of the albums that I truly fell in love with, Cry of Love, an incredible album. Is there at any time when you make such a, to me personally, it's a classic album, when you make an album of that magnitude, or quote unquote CD to the younger listeners out there, when you make an album of that magnitude, when you go into the studio and you work on a new project like Unleash Me, is it kind of hard to kind of get away from what you did in the past and try to focus on what's now? Because, you know, people get comfortable. They get comfortable with what they hear, and they have certain expectations. Will you find yourself challenging yourself? Did you find yourself really challenge yourself working on the new album, Unleash Me?
Okay, so are you saying that the listeners are comfortable with a certain sound and they, you know, that there may be a fear of whether or not they'll accept a new sound? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, it's like trying to scratch an itch. I have been scratching to get something out of my head onto recording.
Okay.
And so each project that I record is a step closer and a step closer and a step closer. And so with the Unleash Me project, it's what I would consider an evolution from Cry Love. I really don't necessarily consider it a departure. And I think that the soul of what I am about and the music and the lyrics that I write, that is still very much the me that people connect with. And so there is, of course, some fear that maybe some fans won't readily accept the new sound. But for me, if you want to go back to the point of being true to my artistry, I see something for myself that is still in the process of being achieved. And so that would require evolution, that would require change. You know? And the producer that I worked with on Unleash Me, his name is Sonic the Mad Scientist. He's he's really incredible. He's like a Quincy Jones, like a composer, multiple multi-instrumentalist, really knows how to bring a song to life. And he's been a really great addition to my project.
I've had an opportunity to listen to both of the tracks, and I'm going to tell you something, the passion and your vocals have gotten even stronger, which is incredible. Incredible to me, and really incredible to me. So I know everyone, including myself, we're definitely salivating to get our hands on the new EP. I'm definitely waiting on that. For you, as far as showmanship, because you've always put on fantastic shows, and you've always had the capacity to show such a strong sense of vulnerability, how long did it take you to get comfortable with being vulnerable, but also being strong at the same time?
Okay, there's a couple of answers to that. I first started songwriting, like really becoming known as the artist Maya Azucena, in a community of poets. There is a poetry community, but you know, in the New York area. And so when I was first trying out these songs that I wrote, I was trying them out in front of people that had very discerning ears to what I was talking about. So they weren't dazzled by how many high notes you could sing and how much you could riff. I was singing in front of people that listened to every word I said. And that was really exciting to me because I felt like I was welcome to be saying something of meaning and to talk about the things that matter to me. Now, in terms of being vulnerable, I just feel like if you really want to connect with people, and you want to talk about the victories of life and talk about empowerment, I think it is so much more poignant if you came from something, if you survived something, if you had to fight to be standing here today. That thing is the warrior spirit, and that is the thing I try to capture with my writing. I came out of some stuff. I've been through some stuff. I have laid on the ground in a ball, you know, in a puddle of tears. I have, you know, I've been there, and that's real. That's the real stuff right there. And then if you can not ignore that happened, and then talk about the victory and the freedom of being, having gotten past that, you know, entering your power, that is so much more poignant at that point. And so, for me, the vulnerability, while it may feel like a risk who wants to expose themselves to people, but I feel that that it can help others, and so the discomfort I feel is small compared to how it could possibly change someone's life.
When I listen to your music, one of the things that I'm really thoroughly impressed, I consider you a very great communicator. We talk about the sense of vulnerability where a lot of us, you know, we're only human. And a lot of us are scared to show that kind of vulnerability side because they feel as though it's going to be held against you. And I believe with all my essence, that's why music is such a powerful force, because we can always relate to an artist who can relate to us, to speak for us, whatever we're going through at that particular moment in time. And your music resonates for you. What is the feeling for you when someone comes to you after a performance and says, you know, say to you, you know what, you really touch me in an emotional way. I'm going through some things right now, and by you singing, not just singing, but just communicating to me in this way, it helped alleviate a lot of the pain that I was going through at that particular moment in time in my life.
I can't even count how many people have shared that with me, and I am so deeply moved and humbled, because again, I recognize that this is the power, and choosing to use it in a way that considers people and the pain they may be experiencing, and acknowledging that in the listener. So how I feel is, When people tell me that, it's then I know I'm fulfilling my purpose. When I do a show, because I'll do a show where I have tears streaming down my face while I'm singing the song, because I am also remembering and connecting with the story. Not to mention, I go all around the world and I meet people who look me in the eye and tell me their stories. The women I met in Uganda, the children that I got to hang out with in Tanzania and Haiti. And I think about their faces and their stories, man, and how they don't have the platform that I have to tell their story. And so for me, it's like, I got you. I'm going to tell your story. You know, and so how does it make me feel when somebody affirms that what my intention is actually working? It makes me feel like I'm in my purpose, and it makes me feel really, really satisfied about what I'm doing.
Said it resonates through your music. And speaking of music, let's get into it. Far from me to deprive the listeners out there of some great music with substance. Let's get into it with favorite song from the incredible Maya. You know what? I love that. Can you say your last name? Because I love the way you pronounce it.
I love the way you pronounce it, but I'll say it. Can you just be on all of my outgoing voice messages from now on? Okay, so Maya Azucena. Maya Azucena. That's me.
Maya Azucena. Is that correct?
Correct. You got it.
Yes, Lord. Favorite song here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Baby,
Substance, favorite song from the incredible Maya Azucena here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. I have seen personally how your songwriting has elevated with each project. For you, with the new LP, Unleash Me, as you most proud of the new album that's coming out?
You said, what am I most proud of? Is that what you said?
What are you most proud of, yes, about the new album?
Well, I think, well, I'm very proud of the songwriting. You know, once a person has the opportunity to dig into all 12 songs, you're really going to hear, you know, the growth as a writer. And I'm very proud of the production. I think it's a great fusion between something that feels nostalgic and classic, but something that feels very future, you know, and that it sort of describes me as a person. Like, I am a fusion, you know, even just being born half black, half white. I came into the world as a fusion. And in my music, you hear the fusion. You hear rock and roll to soul gospel and hip hop, you know, but it feels natural when you go from one to the next because it's me. And, you know, just so you know, this is the very first time the new single, Favorite Song, has been played for a radio audience. So all you listeners, I hope you will reach out and let Teddy Bear know if you like the song. You were the first ones to ever hear it over the air.
Ask and you shall receive, my queen. No problem. We will make sure that they will reach out. I mean, it's a great song. As I said, we're all salivating about the new LP. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it so we can debut it here first. For you musically, what if you could give me your, I know it's going to be hard, can you give me your top four artists that just really left an imprint on you, that just really touched you?
Okay, and it's throwbacks. I will let you know in advance. They are throwbacks.
Okay,
so one of Aretha Franklin's main inspirations was Mahalia Jackson.
Okay.
And Mahalia is one of a very big inspiration to me. She never sang as if she didn't mean it. You can hear the piano player practically chasing to keep up with her, but she always sang like with her entire being, and I never forgot that. I would be on stage and I would be like, Mahalia would not be intimidated right now. She would sing this right here. You know, Prince and Stevie Wonder, I gotta put them up there, not just because everyone else says that they're awesome, because they are, but because of how they genre hop.
Right.
In terms of being phenomenal songwriters, but you would not be surprised on an album if you heard a classical instrumental piece and a reggae song and a funk dance song. And nobody would be surprised because that's how Stevie does. And, that, you know, Prince has the same ability to take all of the history of soul and rhythm and blues and put rock and roll right together with it. And it just works. You know, and that's inspiring to me, not just their skill as musicians, but their songwriting and composition. And let me see, my fourth, I listen to Sting an awful lot, I have to tell you. I listen to Sting when I'm down. I listen to Sting when I need to calm my nerves. I listen to Sting because I can't forget nobody else to listen to. And I'm just a big fan of his work.
Right. Which, because I'm kind of dating myself just a little bit, because I remember he worked on an album with, I believe it was Bradford. It was Bradford Marcellus. And I think it was called The Dream of the Blue Turtles, if I'm not mistaken. An incredible album, because he managed to fuse rock, pop, and also jazz into it. And it was an incredible album. And this, I'm kind of surprised when you mentioned Sting. So that kind of calms you. That keeps you mellow.
It's just something soul soothing about, you know, his music. And, you know, my list is longer. You told me four, so that's why I stopped there. I have, you know, a list of surprising artists that people wouldn't think that I would be, you know, just in my own time listening to. and listening to Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks just because.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
Then, you know, and then flip from there to the classics, you know, Marvin Gaye and Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, so. But you told me to say four. I got you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, for those who have not had an opportunity to hear your music or see you perform, and someone went into a record store, and I'm not talking about here in the States because there are no more record stores, unfortunately. But if we were happen to go, for a person happened to go in a record store and seen your album, and they never heard of you, and they asked, who is this artist? How would you describe yourself as an artist?
Yeah, why are you going to ask me that? How would I describe myself?
How would you describe it?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, well, it's like The Roots. If Chaka Khan was the singer with The Roots backing her.
Okay.
Or, you know, it's like a female Bruno Mars. Or, you know, I've gotten compared to even Roberta Flack and you know, I don't know. I mean, I look in the press. I mean, people make all kinds of wide comparisons. But in terms of describing myself, usually I just explain that it's something that's inspiring. You know?
For me personally, since this is my first time having the honor to converse with you, the vibe that I get from you, very passionate. You mean what you say. Say what you mean. You can be very laid back, but also very opinionated. You're definitely a perfectionist. Intellectual conversation is very stimulating, especially when it revolves around life. You're definitely a seeker. You enjoy the journey of trying new things. How am I doing so far?
Very good. Now I'm waiting for you to tell me my future.
The future for Maya is going to be an incredible LP, of course. Unleash Me. I know we're waiting to find out as far as upcoming dates, because I would love for you to come out here to Texas to perform. Do you have an idea what your criteria is, or what do you got planned for us during this year as far as some upcoming tour dates?
Well, because my new project is such a large step forward, I have really committed to putting together a team around me that can grow to this next level. I say that because previously I've managed myself and booked myself, and what that results in is me traveling all around the world, yet
right.
They're sort of inconsistent or spot dates. And so right now what I really would love to do is to put together a concerted tour, several tours, but like, you know, based around the region. So I would love to come and play Texas and then go up to the Midwest from there. And I'm working, you know, as we go to plan it out. I think this song comes out on March 15th, the one you just heard. We'll have something to talk about with booking agents about the new music. And I'm just ready. I mean, quite frankly, I would love to collaborate with you locally. If you have an event you'd like to plan that we could do together, why not?
We can definitely make that happen. And speaking of making that happen, we have been blessed with a new single, the newest single from Maya, and it's called Dance Revolution. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular new single?
Dance Revolution is actually an anthem, a humanitarian anthem, in support of an international campaign to put an end to domestic violence. There is a campaign that's called the 1 Billion Rising Campaign. And the founder of the campaign asked me if I would write a song. And it basically acknowledges that, you know, that of people that are feeling trapped or hurt by abuse, that they are not alone, that they are not forgotten, and that we have challenged the world that 1 billion of us will come together and commit to helping put an end to it. And dance is for the canteen, if anyone looks it up, dance is the mode of expression. So that's why I chose the word dance revolution, because we wanted to do a song that was inspiring for those that were going to stomp it out, you know?
You know, when I first listened to the song, it harkened me back as far as a song that Prince had written, and he gave it to Andre Simone called The Dance Electric. It's important to me because I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics. I truly am. And again, I've been waiting a long time to have an opportunity to converse with you on the show, and it's been well worth the wait. And as I said earlier, it simply takes my breath away to hear how much you care, how knowledgeable you are about not just music, but just world events in general. And it resonates in your music. And whatever you need from us, please do not hesitate to let us know. But as we get into some new music, of course, from the captivating Maya, as you've seen, a dance revolution here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Can all be wrong?
Dance Revolution from Maya. As you see, now actually available as we speak on iTunes. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website, that's Maya. AsYouSeeNa.com. You can also catch up with her on Facebook, Twitter, and also on Instagram, the same handle. And again, it was definitely an honor to have you on the show, my queen. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let me know.
Teddy Bear, I just want to thank you so much for your heartfelt support of what I'm doing. I very much enjoyed the interview, and I look forward to being in touch with your listeners. And also, you and I offline coming up with some cool plans for me to play in your area.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody find me, M-A-Y-A, A, Z like zebra, U, C like Charles, E, N like Nancy, A. Once you got that, you can find me everywhere.
Yes, Lord. Lovely and captivating all in one and super talented. You know, and before I let you go, I must say, listening to that song, I said, man, it had that whole vibe of Niles Rogers and Chic and also Studio 54 rolled up into one. It just had that kind of vibe, that kind of bounce, man. And that's what makes you so eclectic and also so electric at the same time. It was definitely a pleasure. And we will definitely speak offline, because we want to make some things happen to make sure you get out of here and lay some funk and some real soul for us here in Texas, okay?
I will be there, and much thanks to you for having me. I so appreciate it. Take care, everybody.
Absolutely. The incredible Maya, as you've seen here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio, but the fun, the soulful fun, has just begun. Yeah, the teddy bear is back.
Overdosed on your love, cause this time around I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice and thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. But then I see you smile, and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore, and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out some of you, summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul.
Had to teach you just a little bit of some Edmund Silvers, man. Had to go back in time with time here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And also want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Maya, as it's seen up. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this evening. And remember, family, her new single, Dance Revolution, is available as we speak on iTunes. And be on the lookout for her new EP, or shall I say, LP, Unleash Me, coming very soon. And when it happens, we will definitely debut it here first. Now, transcending to the sweeter and sweeter sound of soul, Lord have mercy. I have the pleasure, no, should I say, I have the honor of having this very talented gentleman on my show. Actually, this was in November of 2015. We had the pleasure and honor of debuting his new single, Did I Make You Go Ooh? And he has returned, new album, self-titled album, Did I Make You Go Ooh? The incredible, legendary Mr. Eddie LaVert. My brother, how are you doing this evening?
How you doing, man? How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm truly blessed. I feel good, extra cuddly. I cannot complain. And congratulations on a fantastic new album.
Thank you, man. I'm glad you like it. I mean, you're not just telling me that because you got me on the phone, huh?
Oh, you know me. I would never do that. Hey, want our music. We want our R&B shaken but never stirred. Lord ever.
I like that.
Shaken but never stirred. Yes, Lord, yes. Man. The feedback on this new album has been incredible. Has it exceeded all of your expectations on this solo project?
Yeah, really, man, just the response has been so great. And what's happening now is that I'm just wanting everybody to hear it. If they hear it, they're going to have it. And because it's just from beginning to end, you know, I'm very proud of it because I'm very proud of the musicians. Because they are great players and they played so well on everything that, you know, when you do a product that is chock full of nuts, that's what this is. Chock full of nuts.
Yes, Lord. Hey, I like the analogy, you know, it's like grandma's cookies. She get that stuff.
That's right, I like that too. Hey, I might have to use that, man.
Hey, everything is cooked and prepared with love,
that's
man.
Right. That's right.
And that's one of the things that I've always admired about you and collectively as the OJs, man, is that everything that you have ever done, it's always had a half a teaspoon of love, a quarter of
You got to put that in there. If you don't put no love in it, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. They ain't going to be able to. They ain't going to play you, and you ain't going to be heard. You got to put some love in there. And once you get that love in there, then radio and all the people who play it, they have to gravitate to it sooner or later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the songs, as I said, the entire album is incredible. But one particular song that I've played over and over like a nut. Whew, my goodness. That's the way love is. My God. I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't too many people. You have the whole CD. So not a lot of people have heard that song. It's the roots of what the OJs are about and what Eddie LaVert is about. And I cannot do any music if I don't do a song like that. You got to have that little gospel, that little, what shall we call it? That little love making song, because once they get a hold to this, they're going to have to use it to help them to get to where they want to go.
What I find so wonderful and a blessing for me as a true lover of music and lyrics, you put so much, and you've always done this, but you have put so much raw, 120% uncut emotion.
Oh yeah, man.
I mean, it's incredible. And I think, and it's just me. I might be wrong. If I am, it won't be the first. It definitely will not be the last. when I listen to the album, man, a lot of that goes back to me just on the outside looking in on the relationship that you have with your wife, man. Can you please explain or give the listeners out there some insight? What is it meant to have that kind of special, loving relationship with your wife and how she has brought that out of you in this new album?
Oh, man. Like, if anybody who buys this album, if you listen to it, you got to know that I couldn't have done none of this music without her, because I role play. Every song you hear on there, me and her has played that role. I've made her play that role. I mean, you know, I might even make her angry so I can get something out of her that I can put into the music. Because, you know, I've never, you know, to be as old as I am, and for where I come from in my relationships, I've learned that you have to commit to the relationship. You have to be totally committed to it. And if you, once you totally commit yourself to the relationship with me and her, I committed myself to her. I committed to the point that I said, you know, whenever I think she's wrong, I will tell her she's right. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want no bumps in the road. She has brought that out of me, because I've never quite met anybody that is as kind, that is as, she's just a wonderful person. I mean, she would be this for any man. She would be this for any man who was lucky enough to have her. But just so happens, I'm the lucky one. You know, and I get to share, I get to write about our relationship. It's like when I come in, that's the way love is. When I write something like that, or you know, when I get to that a song like "Did I Make You Go Ooh," I want the totality of our relationship to be great and good.
It definitely resonates through the entire album, and also in the video, man. I mean, as I said, it's like, it's very rare that we go through life that we actually find, as I say, our soulmate, someone that actually completes you. And just sitting back from afar, just looking at your relationship, the amount of love, the amount of passion, the essence of trust, and more importantly, the essence of respect for one another, man. It's incredible, man. It is really, really incredible. I must ask, and I know a lot of listeners would like to know, how many songs actually didn't make it?
A whole lot of them, man. It was a lot of, actually, they couldn't stand up to the pressure of what you're hearing now. But, you know, I'm just, and all of this is in preparation for a new OJ product, the OJ product that we're trying to work on now. And I will, you know, probably put maybe two or three of those songs that didn't make it on my album will go on the OJ's, because I think they fit the OJ's better than they fit me. You know, the OJ's will do a terrific job on them and make the people will be able to understand the passion and the emotion that's put into it. I'm look, man, this is you know, I've written, and since then I've written maybe 17, 20, maybe as much as 30 other songs, you know, and they just keep coming because of the fact that I think it's something that when you commit to a relationship, man, your cup runneth over. All of a sudden, you want everybody to know. You want to tell the whole world. And this is not jiving. Even if it goes bad tomorrow, it will be because of the fact that we admirably felt like we needed to separate and go on our separate way. It will be a breakup that will be, I would probably cry about it, but it would be something that we would still be good friends. We would still have a wonderful relationship as man and woman.
Lord have mercy. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. You are being joined by the legendary Mr. Eddie LaVert as we get in deep, soulful, meaning conversation concerning the new hit album, of course, Did I Make You Go? Ooh. You know what? It's interesting when we converse and we talk about love. And love is so important. I've always stated, you know, I go back to that old, as far as the classic movie with Billy Dee Williams and Diana Ross. All the success in the world doesn't mean anything unless you have someone to share it with. And man, it's so beautiful and it's so refreshing when you hear someone that has so much love and passion already for the music, but now to have that muse that he can just bounce his heart off and then incorporate it in the music. It is really, truly incredible. And as I said, I'm looking over the different feedback about, from, you know, as far as people in Europe, here in the States, about the feedback about the album, and I have yet to see any bad review or anything negative about the album.
I got four people that didn't dig. They gave me a thumbs down. I don't know what they was listening to, but
I can only suffice, please everybody. You know what? I can only suffice. They must be working with Donald Trump. I'll leave it at that.
I love it. You know, Donald Trump has used our music for his apprentice show for the last 4 or 5 years. And to see him come out and be the person that he is now, I'm really totally disappointed in him, man. Because what he's stirring up is nothing but hate, man. And I mean, you know, I won't even call it racism. I'm going to call it hate.
Oh, yeah.
He's just stirring up terrible emotions in people. And if he gets there and if he executes these things, and the people that are listening to him that are saying that he's cool and they're going to vote for him, they are crazy too.
Yeah.
These people don't have many smarts. When you hear them talk, it's like, what a dummy. What are you talking about? Because I was listening to, I was on Facebook, and this guy went up to a lot of Donald Trump's people, and he was asking them these really weird questions. And they asked them, and they just said, well, if Trump said it, we're down with it. And then after he had asked them all the questions, he told them to say, well, the questions I was asking you about was actually written by Hitler. And they said, well, and he said, well, would you still agree with it? They said, no, but if Donald Trump said it, I would agree with it. Now, what kind of stuff is that, man? What kind of people are those? They have no, they talk like people with no brains.
You know what it is. I look at it from this perspective, is that you have a lot of people in this society that want to turn back the hands of time when they were the top of the food chain. Everything revolved around them. And they feel as though since they're not the top of the food chain anymore, it's an issue. So when you have someone like Donald Trump who comes along, who's a very smart businessman, so he knows what to do, what to say to touch a nerve. He understands us. He's standing up for what we believe, quote unquote. And that's all it is. And I had this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. I said, you know what? I can't get mad at him because you have to look at the people who are supporting him. That's what it revolves around. But you know what? just like music, great music and realism will always rise to the top. It'll always surpass silliness, stuff that's unreal. It always.
Absolutely.
Man, I cannot believe you've been doing this for this length of time. Your voice has gotten even stronger, which is incredible, man.
I really thank you very much for that, because you know, the older you get, the some execution, that's what starts suffering. You know, and you know, so now I have to really, where I used to do it without thinking, now I have to think about it. Now I have to be careful about what I do, and you know, I have to make sure I get my rest. I have to make sure that I take care of the voice. I used to could stay up all night and jump up the next day and do it like it's nobody's business. But if I stay up all night and try to come back and do this, I might fall over on my face, man. So with age, you got to be just a little bit more caring and protective of your talent. And God is still blessing you, man. And He's blessing all of it. When I say it may, I'm also speaking of my partner Walter and Eric. And He's blessing the OJs that we're still around at this late date and age, and people are still coming out to see us. People are still enjoying our music. People act like that our songs are just out yesterday, and it's just amazing, man, to see how they act when they hear a song like Love Train or Family Reunion or For the Love of Money or Darling, Darling Baby or Forever Mine or Stay Where They Have It, and the way they react to it. I mean, you have to feel totally blessed.
You know what? I've never admitted this, but I'm going to do it this time. I'm admitting for the first time on their waves. When you and Walter did the movie, The Fighting Temptations.
Yeah.
And the song that you did along with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, it was, it's like you can tell when something is real, when someone is singing it from some other place where you can relate to it, you know. And it's just incredible hearing your interaction with Walter and also with Beyonce, but the song was just incredible. It was.
Oh man, that was a wonderful time. That's when I got a chance to see how really talented she is. How really, you know, she's a special person. She's a special talented person, and she deserves everything that they're giving her. All the accolades, and she don't deserve what they're doing to her about the Super Bowl, because she was only speaking. I just don't understand people. It's okay to talk about your people and what happened to them, but when we black people, they want to act like we're pushing the button and we're making issues of something that we're creating the disturbance, we're creating the separation, because we want our respect and we want to be treated like human beings. So what do you do when people are shooting you? What do you do when people are just taking advantage of their position and using it against you? You have to eventually speak out or say something, or they will continue to do it. And right now they're just showing who they really are. They are wolves in sheep clothing. They try to pretend like they are liberals, but no, their racism is showing very, very, very bad. Hello?
There we go. My apologies, family. We had a very bad connection, but we are back on live. Yes, Lord. We're being joined by the legendary Mr. Eddie LaVert. What we're going to do, we're going to sit up and take a little quick two and two. and make some magic happen and get Eddie back on the air. And remember, family, the new album, Did I Make You Go Ooh, is available as we speak on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and more importantly, hey, make sure that you get all the information on Eddie's official website. That's at EddieLaverde.com. You can also catch up with him on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/EddieLaverde Sr. And also the same handle for Facebook. So let's be like GE. Let's bring great things to life. Let's get Eddie back on the line. And yes, we have. Here we are. Eddie,
hey,
I got you back.
What's going on? Yeah, I got you. I wonder what happened to you, man. I said, well, maybe I said the wrong thing.
No, not at all. Let me ask you, when you did the movie, and I'm surprised that you haven't done any more movies. I mean, hey, man, the camera loves you, and you seem like fish in water with it.
Yeah, but what happens is that, you got to remember, I have a career as a singer, performer, and there's a lot of people in Hollywood who act, and they do it for a living. And it's like Eddie's now, he wants to be a singer, and now he wants to be an actor, and we need those acting jobs. So it's like I was stepping on other people's toes trying to go into their genre, you know what I'm saying? But look, I admire people. One of my best friends is Samuel Jackson. And Sam is like the top of the actor's chain. You know, there's nobody better than Sam. But there's a lot of people that are out of work in the movies, and they feel like you're overstepping your bounds and they need to be first when the opportunities come. And I understand that. And so I'm just going to, if I live long enough, I'll get another chance.
I've seen The Unsung about the OJs. Did a very good job, but I'm going to use the caption, but has it ever crossed your mind as far as doing a biopic about the OJs?
Yeah. We're currently working on some ideas about that. You got to find somebody who's as interested in doing it as you are. The people in the business. You got to find somebody who wants to do that. And it's like right now with Unsung. And when they came and said, well, we'd like to do an Unsung on OJs. And I told them, I said, well, I don't feel like I'm unsung. Maybe I'm unsung to the white people, but to black people, I don't think I'm unsung. Well, I'm not lying. I feel like the truth. I didn't feel like I was unsung. But I'm currently getting ready to do an autobiography on me.
Okay.
And they're working on it now. I've been working on it now for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. And we still got a long way to go with it. But it's a lot of work doing movies. And I love doing movies. And I'm looking for my chance to do some voiceovers. And you should do voiceovers, man. You got a great voice for that. I want to do voiceovers. I really do. What are you laughing at, man?
You know what? It's funny you said, because I do that. I dabble a little bit as far as doing, besides doing the radio show. I do my voiceover works. I mean, it's been very profitable, I must say. I can't complain, but it's like you said, at the end of the day, you're an artist.
Yeah.
Your heart beats music. For me, my heart beats music. It beats radio, man, because the genre of music that I grew up listening to in the late 60s and early 70s, it's been taken away from us from quote-unquote celestial radio stations. And now that I have a platform, a format where I can make sure if I see a great artist like Eddie LaVert put out a fantastic project, you don't have to worry about no politics. I can sit up and play the whole entire album in its entirety and promote it internationally to make sure people are going to buy the album. And I'm not dealing with the red tape. I'm not dealing with the record labels. That's the great thing about owning your own station. You can do what you want to do.
That's great.
You can do what you want to
do. That's really
speaking
great.
Of doing what you want to do, to all the many listeners and supporters out there, be sure to purchase the new album, the fantastic album. And I'm not talking about the four people that work with Donald Trump to put a thumbs down. You know, it ain't about that. I'm talking about the...
I love that.
The fantastic album from the legendary Mr. Eddie LaVert, of course, did a Make You Go Ooh, available on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and make sure you stop by, get all the latest updates, comings and goings, upcoming tour events by Eddie LaVert and also the OJs. That's at EddieLaVert.com. Also on Twitter, that's at Twitter.com/EddieLaVertSenior. We have some callers on the line. We're going to area code 813. You're on the line with the legendary Eddie LaVert and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Danny Green.
Yes, sir.
Calling from Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing, Eddie? This is Danny. I met you on the Soul Train cruise.
I purchased
your CD off the Soul Train cruise. It's excellent. I listen to it all the time.
Oh, you like it, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's great. And the OJs are my favorite group. In fact, I go everywhere the OJs in concert. I fly to y'all concert,
you know? Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, and I talked to you lunchtime, and I remember I showed your old Bentley that Walter had one just like mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, he showed it to me. Yeah, I remember you, man. You know, I had a great time on that cruise. That was one of the most enjoyable cruises that I've been on. And the people are, how should I put it? They're so respectful. And they're just there to have a great time. And I really enjoyed myself on that cruise, man. You going back next year?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll sign up next year. Yeah, definitely going back.
In fact, I'll
be in Vegas, too, for the Steve Harvey when y'all perform there.
Oh, when we do the hoodies. Yeah. We're doing the hoodies out here. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I still have an old A-track from the OJ. I only had two. I have a brother in the OJ.
You telling people how old I am now, man. Stop all of that.
I only had two A-tracks. That was a Hot Brother and OJ.
What are you playing it on?
I can't play it on nothing. I don't have nothing no more.
That's what I was saying. What you got to play that on? I mean, an A-track. I ain't heard of an A-track. Jeez.
I still got an A-track. I had an old A-track player in my car. I had a 73 Charger, and I had an A-track player in there. I still got all your albums, so I got the old albums, Ship Ahoy and all the rest of them.
On A-track?
No, I got them on the album. I just got
Okay.
Yeah.
You got
no.
Sheen on vinyl?
Yeah, on vinyl, yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow,
sir.
Man. You got something to play that on, too?
Yes, sir. They still made that, yeah. They still made that. Yeah, I still got that. I was in the military, so I got my old stereo from the military, that vinyl, so I still can play them.
Man, do you know you are a dinosaur, man?
Yeah. I know, man.
You are a real collector of music, huh?
Oh, yeah. All y'all albums, everything. OJ is one of my favorite groups. Matter of fact, my friend, she was laughing because I've been to so many of y'all concerts, I know y'all steps. It's kind of funny. She was over there laughing at me on the Soul Train because I watch y'all so much. I can kind of mark y'all steps. I can't sing, so if y'all ever need a backup or dance, I can dance. I can't sing with my legs, but I know the steps.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's really
thank
great.
You so much. calling in, man. It's truly a blessing, and thank you so much for supporting the OJs and also Eddie LaVert, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. I see you in Vegas.
All right, see you at the hoodie.
Okay.
All right. Eddie, he took me back. I felt like going in my closet looking for my butterfly collar silk shirt.
Really, man, he took me back. That's what I'm talking about. I don't, you know, it's just, man, that's really good. That's really great. He collected, he still got vinyl, man. That's really something.
It's coming back, man. It's coming back.
I mean, I know what they need to bring, but they need to bring back, Teddy Bear. They need to bring back these mom-and-pop record stores, you know, because people still like going in there and playing the record and then taking it out and taking it home. I don't know why they stopped having record stores, but you can't go to Best Buy or Walmart or any of the, or Target and just listen to the music and then buy it and go home. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you just go in there and you say, "Well, there it is on the rack, and it's wrapped up, and you buy it, and you get what you may." You know, you might not have, but maybe one or two songs on there that's worthwhile. But back in the day, you could play the whole thing, and then you'd say to yourself, "Geez, I gotta have that." That's a complete album. We just don't have a lot of one or two hit records, and then you got fillers. That, you know, I've never been one for, you know, I never liked just putting a song on there just to be putting a song on there. I love doing it because it's worthy and people need to hear.
Absolutely. But it goes back to the analogy that I spoke of earlier on, that it was something special about going into a recording studio because everything was done with love. This is your baby. And now with the internet being so accessible where you can get anything and everything, I think a lot of artists don't put that kind of love and passion into making music. When the OJs would release an album on both sides, cover to cover, everything was extraordinarily soulful and loving. It just wasn't one song. You told a story on both sides of the album. Just like your new album, Did I Make You Go Ooh, it tells a story. It tells a story. And that's what we want. We want great stories about love, romance, heartbreak, whatever we're going
through. Yeah, all of that. And all of that.
You want all of that. You want all of that. And again, family, remember the new album, Did I Make You Go Ooh? It is available right now. If you can sit up and afford to spend $200 on some tennis shoes, you cannot tell me you cannot afford to spend $11 or $12 to go online and get some quality music. It's about quality, not quantity. We want substance. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And speak. Substance. That's the way love is. I'm addicted to
you must love this song, man. I love it too, man. I love it. If you don't, you know what I really like, man. I really like the first verse is like it describes my relationship with my wife. Because that's the, you know, I was writing about the pitfalls and how love can be good in a moment, then it can be bad, then it can be sweet, it can be sour. And the first verse, it says, "So sweet, so good, the more
yes,
I get,
Lord,
the more I want. You keep on giving me just like I like. You don't do too much, you just do enough. You keep on giving me all that I want. That's the way love is sometimes."
Yeah, Lord.
I love it.
Lord have mercy.
Well, that describes her. That describes our relationship. You know, she's like, you know, man, it's hard to run into a person that is just a good person.
a nice person. And, you know, tomorrow she might turn into Miss Eveline, but today she is still that good person.
But, well, you know what? I've always said, you know, it is definitely a woman's prerogative, you know. But as long as she loves you the way she loves you, man, and supports you, I mean,
look, man,
it's a it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. Okay, we're gonna take one more call. Then we got to get into this new hit single, of course, from the new album that I Make You Go Ooh. We're going to area code. Let's see here, 786. You're on the line with the legendary Eddie LaVert and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Okay, my name is Myoshi Jones, and I just basically wanted to ask Mr. LaVert, when will he be on concert with his new CD?
Okay. We'll see where. Right now, what I'm trying to do, like, the OJs are really working until maybe the end of May. And as soon as Black Music Month starts, I'll start doing some Eddie LaVert dates. And, you know, it's a little bit different with... Now, where's your area code at? 786, where's that at?
Miami, Florida. And I also met you on the crew.
Okay.
The Soul Train Cruise. I went up. I met you and your wife. I think it was at we were at the breakfast, and
yes,
she was the one that told me. She said, "Run and buy it, and when you buy it, take a picture and send it to us." And I told her, I said, "Okay, great." I was with Danny Green.
Yes.
Yeah, and so she told me.
Did you buy it?
Of course we, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, we bought the last one. It was There were three of us standing at that door, and I beat the other two women. That's right.
they mad at you. Okay, now I got one question to ask. Now, since you bought it, did it disappoint you at all?
Not at all. Like, we listen to it. I'm not lying. Every time that's all we listen to in the car now. And I mean, it is an amazing CD. And that's why I was saying, you know, when are you going to go, you know, on concert with you? Because it is. And you really need to, and I mean, I love the OJs. I love Walter, you know, Eric. But you really, really have something going there. You know, I mean, you're going... No, really. You know, some people, as they get older, you can tell in the way they perform their old songs. And a lot of them are too afraid to maybe go into newer songs because they don't know if they're going to reach the new audience or whatever. But, brother, I'm going to tell you, you have made that transition. And you it's excellent. Your songs are amazing.
You gave me chills, woman. I got goosebumps on my arm. Well, you know, as an artist and as a writer and a producer, that's what you do this for. You do this for your listening audience, for the people who like your music. You do this to make them feel that way about your music, that they can live with it every day and play it all day long and ride in their car and all that stuff. That's why you do this. And I really appreciate you coming on the air saying that.
Wow.
And if you can let your friends know and let your family know, I really appreciate that. Sweetheart, you don't know what this has done for me. It's better than the money is to know that you like it and that
absolutely
you love it like that, and you can ride with it all day, and it can become part of your life and part of what you do in your daytime. I love you madly, woman. And whenever I show up, you come and you make sure you say hello to me, all right?
I most definitely will. And by the way, my children, I have a 33-year-old son, a 27-year-old daughter, and a 30-year-old son, and they also love it. Oh, wow, that's great. Oh, yeah. So that's why I said you're making that transition.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, but it's Myoshi. It's Myoshi Jones, and I will definitely, when I see you, and hopefully they'll be with me, I will come up and say hello to you. Most definitely.
Make sure.
Thank you, Mike, sweet, for calling in, okay?
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay, thank
man. Eddie, how does that feel, man? Man, I'm telling you,
you just gave me goosebumps, you know, just to, you see, because, see, what happens, Teddy Bear, is that I sit and listen to this stuff every day, critiquing it, trying to make sure, well, am I pulling my own leg and telling these people to go and buy this? Is it worthy? Is it worthy? This record reminds me of an album like Backstabbers, that the OJs did, an album like Ship Ahoy. You know, it reminds me of that's the kind of content that it has. That's the kind of variety of music it has. It has something there for everybody, even for young folks. I think that if they give it a chance and if they listen to it, they're going to be caught up just like I am.
And remember, family, again, the new album, Did I Make You Go Ooh, is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. I know the callers are being patient. We got you. We're going to one more. Going to area code 314. You're on the line with the legendary Eddie Levert and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead. Caller, you're on live. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you're on live, my love. Go right ahead.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, we got someone from the show.
I love OJs.
That's good, baby. That's good. We love you, too.
Yeah, those goosebumps, baby.
Well, do you have the new album? You have Eddie's new album?
Not yet. They make me go. I heard some of it before, but I haven't been able to get it yet. But I'll be getting it for sure.
Well, it's available right now on iTunes now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do right, have an Amazon account.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Get it. You get it now. I want you to call Teddy Bear and tell him how good it is, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey. I've been a fan for years. Used to party with you and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I got one of his handbags he gave me.
I
remember here when you came to St. Louis, you had me on stage. Y'all sang happy birthday to me.
Oh my goodness.
Wow,
like your son. Oh man, the memories and touching
base.
We all say my friend.
All right. Okay, so we do be contacting one another, right?
We're still in touch.
Right, that's great.
That's right.
That's great.
Well, make sure
God bless you and continue success within the family.
Okay, thank you, darling.
I love y'all, and take care. Good talking to
you.
Thank you, my queen. Thank you for calling. All right. My goodness. Let's get into it. One of the many wonderful hit singles from the new album, Did I Make You Go Ooh. That's the way love is, from the legendary Eddie Levert, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
You're the man before giving me up.
Stop by the official website. That's at EddieLavert.com. You can also catch up with him on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/EddieLavert Sr. Brother, it is always an honor for me to have you on the show. I can honestly say unequivocally, I love you to death, man. You have been, you and collectively with the OJs, have been a part of my upbringing. And I'm not ashamed to say it, being a very proud 50-year-old black man. I love you to death, man. I want to thank you for sharing your life, sharing your love, sharing your passion for music with us, man. It has been truly, truly an honor, man. It really has.
My pleasure, man. And you know that tape or that you just played. Now, that was a live performance of me in the studio.
I know.
That, you know that. That was not the record. That was me doing that in the studio, and they filmed it. And they, wow. I didn't know that people had that and was playing that. That's great. If I knew they were going to play that like that, I would have did it over again. Yeah, that's how professional I am about it. You know?
Like I told you before, we want it uncut. We want it shaken.
I see.
But and never stirred.
Not stirred. Right? I can dig it. That's great, man. I really appreciate you, Teddy Bear, and I thank you very much, man. I thank you, and I thank your listeners, and I thank you for your support. And, man, you know, anything I can do, I'm going to try to make my rounds in June and July and come to places where they're playing my stuff, and I'm going to try to get there to make you all know that, you know, that I care and I want my fans to see me do my new stuff. Along with, you know, I'm going to come through there again with the OJs, so y'all got to come and see me twice.
Yeah, absolutely. Without question. Well, as I've always said before, man, like I told you the first time, this is your home. We support you. We love you. Whatever you need, we got you. That's not a problem. There's no question about it. We love you. We support whatever you're going to do, man.
All right. I thank you, Teddy Bear. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you, man.
All right. God bless. The legendary Mr. Eddie LaVert. And remember, family, the new album that I Make You Go Ooh is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. Again, want to send out a very special thank you.